Hi, this is a dictation for patient Ben Banks, B-E-N-B-A-N-K-S. Data service is 2/21/2022. Just representing illness. Mr. Ben Banks is here for a follow-up evaluation as a new patient. He was initially injured on 5/9/2021. With a history of severe, chief complaint of severe pain in the right shoulder and right hip, secondary to an automobile accident. History of the automobile accident is as follows. On 5/9/2021, the patient was traveling as a driver, restrained, who was traveling on 7 mile and northbound Southfield Freeway. He was on the middle lane of the freeway when he was involved in a road rage, and another car who came from behind him at a high speed hit him, rear-ending accident. The accident led to spin off his car, and another car hit him on the passenger side. The leading to his passing out in this accident, and he could not remember the rest of the accident. He was traveling with his girlfriend and two kids who are completely okay and are undergoing no treatment. The accident occurred at almost 60 miles an hour. He didn't know the speed of his other car. Airbags were deployed, and momentarily there was loss of consciousness. According to the patient, it was not a hit-and-run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was taken to the Sinai Grace Hospital by ambulance. The impact of the car made the car was completely totaled. Airbags were deployed. The front end of the car was completely mashed up. No one died in this accident. And everybody was taken to the emergency room, Sinai Grace Hospital, by the ambulance, the entire family. He himself remained for 2 days inpatient at the hospital. He underwent a right hip surgery, and he also had a right shoulder dislocation, which was fixed. He underwent multiple stitches and staples, and he is left with 8-inch scar on the right side with plate, and plate was placed in and the screws were put. Chief complaints: severe pain in the lower back, right hip and right shoulder, and some numbness and tingling of the right leg, which is happened after the surgery. The pains are continuous and are experienced as throbbing, aching, tender, and they are 5 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected to the level of 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pains are worsened by sitting, standing, walking, and improved by medication and marijuana. The patient reports that he has pain mostly at night, and he can walk up to 1 or 2 blocks without pain and can sit up to 30 to 45 minutes. He can stand 30 to 45 minutes. He is able to sleep only for 4 to 5 hours. The patient has no muscle weakness or blood or bowel incontinence. He denies any anesthesia, no lightheadedness, lethargy, or any trouble walking. He is not using any cane while walking. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. No history of any head injury or any symptom of TBI is reported. History of the system review: patient has in respiratory disease, bronchitis. Other than that, no other positives. Surgical history: hip surgery on the right side on 5/9/2021 at Sinai Grace Hospital with plate and 6 screws. Allergies, none. Family history: mother is alive but does suffer from back pain and hip pain and had undergone surgery to the hip and thus. Father is unknown. Siblings are, he has no idea. Relationship status: patient is single and lives alone. Current employment status: patient has not been working since the accident. He used to work at Lowe's, where he is a mover and moves appliances up to 100 to 150 pounds. He has never filed a disability to the federal government. Legal history patient has J.C. Auto Law as the attorney representing his issues. Personal history patient does not drink. He uses marijuana sometimes. He does smoke and no other positive history. In the past treatment, patient reports that he was seen at Select Medical for one time only, and he did 3 episodes of physical therapy so far, and he was discharged due to some issues at the clinic. Physical examination, blood pressure is 223 over 97, pulse is 63, respiratory rate is 18, temperature is 99.1, height 6 feet, weight 160, pulse ox is 99. This is a 29-year-old African-American male of a good-built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. There is no sign of this. Jaundice, clubbing, choleonychia. And he's fairly well-built, well-nourished. Hydration is good. Good attitude, demeanor, dress, and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any cane. The gait is normal. There is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or pain. Faces are identified. In the skin, please mention a large scar of 8 inches on the right hip area, on the lateral part of the hip. Other than that, rest of the exam is from the template, all the way neurological and musculature, all normal. In the musculature, please mention there is a severe spasm noticed in the trapezius muscle and paraspinal muscle from T12 to L5 bilaterally and the distender with multiple trigger points noticed. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation from the template. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, severe spasm from T12 to L5. Hypertonicity, 1+. Range of motion, cervical spine is normal. Forward flexion 50, extension 60. Bilateral side flexion 50. 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 10, rotation is 10, and hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, swirling is negative, Lerman test negative, distraction test is negative, proto heart test is negative. In thoracic spine, Bruce test negative, slump test negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is a positive, straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive, Breger test is negative, Kemp test is positive, and Brzezinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint non-tender, all tests are negative. Standing flexion test negative, iliac compression test negative, dissection test negative, Faber test negative, Gonsalin test negative, Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, the right shoulder and the right hip are the positive. The rest of the extremities are completely normal, warm, touch, well perfused, and no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins are noticed. Range of motion for all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. And gait is normal. The examination of the right shoulder on inspection, there is no abnormal on inspection of the shoulder joint as a normal contour. On palpation, there is a tenderness in the rotator cuff region and AC joint. Range of motions are diminished to 20 degrees of abduction on the right shoulder. Muscle strength is 4/5 on the right shoulder. Special tests are found positive. The Hawken Kennedy test is positive. Speed test, near test is positive. And anterior posterior apprehension was positive. Drop arm test is negative. Examination of the right hip shows the following. There is a large scar of 8 inches on the right hip that is noticed, obviously, with minimal tenderness and swelling and spasm. No contractures are noticed. Alignment is normal. And no contusions are noticed. The scar has healed up very well. Range of motions are normal. Flexion 140, extension 140, external rotation 40, internal rotation is 40. Motor strength 5/5, valgus varus abnormality absent. Leg length distance is not present. Petrus sign negative, Trendelenburg sign negative, log roll, LE test, and Thomas test are found negative. Diagnosis. General diagnosis. V8 9.2 SXT, R26.89. Muscles, M60.9 and 62.838, ligaments M54.0, right shoulder M25.511, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D, R75.110. Lower extremities M25.551, fracture of the right hip. Lumbar spine M54.551.27, M48.06, S33.5XXX. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is from the template, including physical therapy, which has been begun, focusing on the right shoulder, lower back, and right hip. The medications, no medications are being provided as the patient did not have any ID. When he comes next time, my goal will be to provide naproxen, Elavil, and Flexeril, as well as lidocaine gel. And also, sorry, I have provided the following medication: naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. I provided Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. I applied lidocaine gel 3% for topical pain relief, and I have applied Elavil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, helping sleep and relieve the musculoskeletal pain. Narcotic analgesics, none are being provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise, yes. Psychiatry, not warranted. Fitness club, yes. Available MRI and other imaging records, we have record released to Sinai Grace Hospital. Interventional pain procedure, none are being warranted. Surgical option, none are being warranted. Patient is already in connection with the orthopedic surgeon. I think they have already discharged him. Neuropsych evaluation, not warranted. Attended care caseworker, not warranted. Past medical records are being ordered released. Investigations, no investigation is being ordered. DMEs, the patient already has all the DMEs. Education, yes. Weight loss program, not warranted. Disability, patient is disabled for work, and transportation help has been provided. Home services provided. Follow visit in 10 days. Direct contact, yes. End of dictation. Thank you.